Praise God. Open your Bibles with me this morning to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. As we get into this word today, I think it's really interesting. So many times we forget the simple things in the kingdom of God, and we look for all the deep things, and we miss the simple things, and without the simple things, we get messed up in the deep things. Hallelujah. One of the things that I find in this text, and Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and we're all disciples that are in Christ Jesus, and Jesus said that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. In other words, God chose you. God chose you to be here today. He knew everyone that would be here today, and he's got something to say to every last one of us that is gathered in this room today. Amen. He says that not only that he has chosen us, but he also ordained us. Now, that word ordained comes from the Greek word Tithmathi. And Tithmathi means to appoint or to a purpose. So he's appointed us all, or he's purposed us all, and called us all by name. Amen? So if you look with me in John chapter 15, verse number 11, and we'll start reading there. Jesus says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants or slaves, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." And this is the verse we're going to focus on today. "And you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen ye out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." Amen. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is God Will Maintain. God will maintain. He's chosen and ordained us to, one, obtain, two, to remain, and three, to sustain. Amen? So we're going to look at to obtain, to remain, and to sustain. Amen? Just makes it simple and easy for us all to follow. Now, can we lift the word together and make a declaration together here today as our faith comes together? Repeat after me, say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Lord, I'm grateful, Father, that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So, Father, I ask you, Lord, to speak through me this morning. May the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you and not from me. And as the word goes forth, may it edify, exhort, and comfort every hearer that's gathered here today. I'm reminded of Isaiah and old, Father God, take those tongs and take those coals and place those coals upon these lips, Lord, because I'm a man of unclean lips. Purify the words that proceed out of this mouth today, and you will receive all the glory, all the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. It's an honor here today to have Pastor Basil with us this morning, too. Amen. Amen. He's going to take notes and bring all the corrections of the teaching and preaching to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said this, you haven't chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. I've appointed and purposed you to go and bring forth fruit. Amen. So our first point today is to obtain. So look with me to Proverbs chapter 8. You know, every time I think of that that scripture reference of going to bring forth fruit, I'm reminded of Mark 16, where Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I want you to understand, too, the Bible and declares in God's word to win souls is wise. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's many things in my body, mind, and my soul and spirit that needs healing. And every time I lead someone to Jesus, there's something that changes in my body. Hello? In other words, the adversary doesn't want us to share the good news because it not only brings life to others, it brings life to ourselves. Amen? And God wants you to understand that he's appointed and he's ordained you and purposed you to do this. And if God calls you to do something, there's nothing the enemy can truly do to stop what God has ordained to do. And what he was talking to me about and what he was speaking to me about, not only do when we share the gospel and when we go bring forth fruit, we obtain favor, but so do the ones that we're sharing with. According to Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 32, we'll start right there. The word of God says, now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, not only that, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Hello? In other words, the ones that we're sharing with receive life and favor, and we receive life and favor as the bearer, as the carrier of the good news. Hallelujah. But then he says in verse 36, there's the heads and there's the tails. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And they that hate me love death. In other words, the world will hate you, but God loves you and the body loves you. He said in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Life in favor. In other words, as a child of God, God wants you to understand that we move and we operate in the favor of God. When I do things according to his word and according to his will, I walk in the blessings and the prosperity of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I don't do it to get the prosperity. It's just a plus thing. Amen. I can't outgive God. So as I sow, he says, for whatsoever man soweth, therefore that's what he shall reap. Amen. He that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. Amen. So we're spiritually sowing and we're obtaining favor of the Lord. How many need some favor in this house? Come on. Do you need some favor of God? Look with me in Isaiah chapter 35. Hallelujah. Not only do we obtain favor, but we obtain gladness and joy. Amen. Isaiah 35, verse number 10. And the ransomed of the Lord. Okay, wait a minute. Who's the ransomed of the Lord? We were all prisoners of sin. He paid the price. He ransomed our souls. Amen. Is anybody ransomed in the Lord? House, say so. Amen. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Joy and gladness. Wait a minute. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Hallelujah. Not only do we obtain favor, but we obtained joy and gladness. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. In other words, the joy of the Lord is joy that springs from the inside out, not from the outside in. Many of us as children of God are looking for joy in all the wrong places. And when things don't happen like we think they should happen, sorrow comes in, sadness comes in. But God says, your joy comes from within. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The fruit of the Spirit is joy flowing in and through you and coming out. In other words, if you recognize who's in you and the joy that you have, nothing can steal your joy. Nothing can steal your joy. Amen. Nothing can steal your joy because he says you obtained joy and gladness. I don't know about you, but I'm surely glad that I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I count it an honor to serve him. Hallelujah. I spoke last week and the other week, I don't know when it was, but I think it's pretty cool to serve Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a cool man. Amen. Praise God. So we're obtaining gladness and joyness. But not only that, we obtain eternal glory. Not just temporary. Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse number 10. The Apostle Paul was writing to his student Timothy. He says in verse number 10, he says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. Hello? It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. In other words, God has said it, and he'll do everything that he said he would do. So what he says to you and I first, he says, I have chosen or ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. And he talked about us obtaining souls for the kingdom. In the midst of this, we'll obtain favor, we'll obtain joy and gladness, and we'll obtain eternal glory. I don't know about you, but that's something that keeps giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. Amen. It's not just temporary. When I think of something that's eternal, that's something that it lasts forever. Amen. So secondly, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Secondly, and that your fruit may remain. In other words, what he is saying here is to remain is to be discipled. In other words, we're not just to bring people in to the kingdom of God, but we're to teach. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, hey, honey, Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18, he said this. He said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all these things that I have commanded thee, and lo, I am with thee even to the end of the world. In other words, we're to preach, we're to go out and reach them, but also we're to teach. You know, like Wednesday night's Bible study is all about being disciple. It's all about learning God's word. Everything's about the word of God. Amen? Amen? This is the one thing that's going to transform and change lives. You know, I was I saw this thing that somebody was speaking about the word of God and how they spoke the word of God, but how the Holy Spirit had to breathe on it after you spoke it for it to have effect. And I was praying, and the Lord said, that's not true, son. And I said, what do you mean, Father? And he said, I already breathed on it. I already inspired it. And when it comes out of your mouth, it already has power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In other words, what the enemy wants you to think is you're not holy enough to speak God's word. Hallelujah, none of us are holy enough to speak God's word. It's his power, it's his word, it's his righteousness, not ours. Amen. The adversary doesn't want you to speak the word because the word will cause something to change in the atmosphere. Every devil has to bow to the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, man can't live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. So why do you think the adversary doesn't want you speaking God's word? There's more people when the devil comes in that speak cliches and sayings of man than the word of God. And then they don't understand while the devil's still hanging around. Hello? Hello? Hear this. No matter where you're at with the Lord. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 2. We're talking about to remain. 1 Peter chapter 2. I forgot where 1 Peter was there for a minute. Dusty, can you help me, brother? Oh, very good. That was quick. He said right before 2 Peter. Hallelujah. 1 Peter, no matter where you're at, listen to me. You know, you don't have to be a theologian. And 1 Peter 2, verse number 2, he says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Wait a minute. For by grace we've been saved by faith, that not of ourselves, it was a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. In other words, God said he had grace to save you. He'll have grace to keep you. He will never get more on you than you can bear. He wants us just to desire milk. Amen. That's where we begin to grow. Hello? In other words, you know, there's so many, you know, back in history, there's been so many moves of God where there's multitudes and multitudes that came to Jesus. But there was only a small percentage that remained Amen? And God says, we can preach, but we can't leave out the teach. Amen? And we can't forget where God found us. Amen? We begin on milk. And then he takes us in his word, he takes us to Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse number 15. But speaking the truth in love. Wait a minute. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He in the beginning was the Word. He was the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. Amen. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. And he said here, but speaking the truth in love, the word of God may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. In other words, we begin in milk. We begin by the sincere milk of the word. We speak the truth in love. In other words, God loves me, loved me right where he found me. His love, I was in a room in Elkton, Virginia. I was barricaded in this room. And the Lord came in the room. Amen. He came in the room and delivered me from what I was bound with. Amen. Called me into ministry. Okay. He met me right where I was at. He loved me right where I was at. But he loved me so much he didn't want to leave me there. Amen. In other words, he wants to equip you and I to be victorious. He wants you and I to be equipped to take dominion over every works of darkness in this world, that we can walk victoriously as more than conquerors through Christ that gives us strength. God wants you and I to be the head, not the tail, blessed going in and coming out. Hallelujah. God wants you to recognize who you are, that you're anointed and you're appointed for such a time as now. He's called you with purpose. And when you walk into a room, the whole atmosphere has to change because you're in the room. You don't need someone else to be in the room. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Amen. And he shall quicken mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. I have to all the time get the Lord, allow the spirit of God to quicken me. Amen. Because you know what I want to do? I want to look through the portals of the flesh. You know there's a battle. There's a battle within each and every one of us. Come on now. Listen to me, church. There's a battle. I mean, we have the spirit of God and we have the spirit of man. And they're in enmity with one another. They're constantly battling. My flesh wants to do this, but my spirit wants to do this. My flesh wants to do that, but my spirit wants to do that. And whichever one you feed is going to be the strongest. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as I get into the word of God, I don't have to make the Holy Spirit any stronger. The Holy Spirit's already strong. But I got to have the spirit of man inside of me know that the spirit of God that's within me is bigger and stronger than the spirit of man. Hallelujah. That's why the Apostle Paul said to you and I in 2 Timothy chapter 2. You might just hear the word. Listen to me. Verse number 14. Listen to this. The Apostle Paul, he's writing to his student Timothy. You all right, huh? You cold? I just noticed that you were cold.
Well, thanks. I'm good.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, listen to this. The Apostle Paul writes to his student Timothy, he says, of these things, put them in remembrance, charge them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. How do I do this? study to shew thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they which they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. They were talking about when Jesus arose, there were some dead that arose with them. Nevertheless, and that was the first fruits, amen? But in verse 19, he says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So he says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I've ordained you that you may go and bring forth, that you may go and bring forth fruit, and that fruit shall remain. Then he says, and whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he give it you. And to me, that spoke to me about God is my sustainer. He is going to sustain me. He is going to keep me. So look with me in Psalms 55. Verse number 22. The word of God says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hallelujah. So when I heard that, and all of a sudden I was reflecting upon that, the Lord took me to Hebrews chapter 13. Just reminding me, sometimes I have to remind myself who I am and who and remind ourselves who we are in Christ Jesus. And this is, you know, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. And the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13:5, hey, darling, what do you think? He says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will boldly say, whatever comes my way, oh, the Lord is my helper. I'm not going to fear what man's going to try to do to me. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, it's a mindset. Amen. It's a mindset. We're settled. We're sure. As a matter of fact, the beloved writes in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. The word of God says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. Hello? What do we have? You know, it's a two-way contract. He does our part. He does his part, expects us to do our part. And do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave commandment. Amen? And love one another. And love, this love he's speaking about isn't conditional. This love isn't because you're doing what I want you to do. This is love is when you're doing even what I don't want you to do. Hello? This love is undeserved and unmerited. Just like them little kids love you in the gym. Miss America. I had to get down the website. They all know we're going to get some more people coming here because they want to see Miss America in there. Hallelujah. You are beautiful in Miss America, in my heart. And verse 24, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. And what is God saying to you and I? It's simply this. He is saying, you haven't chosen him, but he has chosen you. And he's ordained you with purpose to go and bring forth fruit. If you want to obtain favor and the gladness and joy and eternal glory, you bring forth fruit. And you train and teach the fruit to remain. And then the power of God will help and keep you to sustain. No matter what comes at you. That then you can say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up, God shall condemn, because I recognize who I am in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So in closing today, in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Word of God says this. Blessed be, in chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. He says, wherefore ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believe, and ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. So what is God saying to you and I?